audience. You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
He looked at me and said, "My God, that's what I felt like doing." But when you talk to Jesus, you won't do it. Do I have any married couples up in here going to get on real street? Don't allow yourself to go to hell and think you're going to meet your partner down there. They might have got it right and went to heaven. And you right now looking for them and running. Who you going to fault? Who you going to fault? Yourself. So every day you turn this thing up. Marriage, can you work on it? And ain't nobody going to tell me you don't work on it. It's going to do real good. Working on it sometimes don't do too much to it. I've been in the marriage business over 50 years, and I do know a little about it. Huh? Somebody don't want to hear nothing about it. You don't have to tell how many you had. But just know you went through something. Because you know we got some heroes. This is my first marriage, and you catching hell. You shouldn't be saying that. Now I'm out of this marriage. Who that? What I'm going to do? Oh, no, I ain't teaching nobody how to be truthful with themselves. Right now, you done had you a mild heart attack and don't nobody care. Amen. A lot of stuff, but when we get truthful with ourselves, God can step in and give us that what we need. And so we go on. Give God praise tonight. I'm going to stop. We have people who don't know I do this all the time in the house. So I ain't trying to say I'm going to get better because I roll like this all the time. I want him to establish me continuously from daily ups and downs and beat down and drags. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful to where he has already brought me from. I found out that he's a healer. And it's okay if you don't believe he's a healer. I found out that he's a way maker. If you don't believe either way, I ain't talking to you. I believe that he's God of another chance, and we don't know how many. But you grab it and say, he gave me another chance. And I'm grateful to him no matter what transpired in my life. Is anybody grateful to him? We don't have to be jealous on this. You can reach up and pull it down for your own self. My God, my God. How can we be in love with him and we are not in love with each other? Somebody done got some wrong information. Don't sing that Jesus song when you ain't got in touch with his surrounding. Because some people think they're doing you some harm. But you turn it around and let it be some good. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs, the 7th chapter, and we're going to go down from 1 to 9. Proverbs 7th chapter, 1 to 9.
Proverbs, the 7th chapter, starting at the first verse. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night.
Will you go to the Amplified, please? And then I'm going to come.
In the Amplified, my son, keep my words, lay up within you my commandments for use when needed and treasure them. Keep my commandments and live and keep my law and teach as the apple, the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to skillful and godly wisdom, you are my sister, and regard understanding or insight as your intimate friend, that they may keep you from the loose woman, from the adventurous who flatters with and makes smooth her words. For at the window of my house I looked out through my lattice, and among the simple, empty-headed, and empty-hearted ones, I perceived among the youth a young man void of good sense. Sauntering through the street near the loose woman's corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, night black and dense was falling over the young man's life.
Here, Solomon talking here this afternoon to us with a simple instruction about being persuaded. And when we began to get persuaded and focus on being sincere about that, what the Lord and the Lord only have, that he can only give me. We cannot get these things within ourselves, and it's okay if somebody don't believe what I'm saying. You can try forever and ever, and you still won't come to the knowledge of him pertaining to your own self. I don't know about you. I did go to school, but that has no bearing on this school. The natural with the spiritual realm don't mix together. It does not manifest greatness and power and authority. Because when we are not concerned about being obedient to what the Lord will have us to know from him, you cannot get those things. I don't care. I see what the enemy got us thinking. It's about our smartness and that we can quote the scripture. We can speak in tongue and we can go to the concordance and we can jack up on ourselves. It ain't about none of those things, because I don't try that for myself. But it has to come that, are you willing? And some of us say we are willing to go through, willing to come to a place in your life that is just Jesus for my life. And no if, and about it, I do mean what I say. Are you going to be tested? Yes, you are. That's where we fail at. In the test, we don't pass. Because this is spiritual, not natural. And here Solomon was a man with great wisdom. That's what the word told me. I looked in the book of 1 Kings looking at Solomon. And I looked further down in Proverbs. I looked in the book of Ephesians. I've been looking at this wisdom thing. And I said, Lord, I have preached this message many times, but I don't know about you. I would do my best to obey him. Because when it all said and done, he's the only one, the only one can come and meet you in any situation. If you think somebody else can provide, well, you got wrong information. If you think somebody else can give you what only he can give, you done got some more wrong information. But when we began to allow him to find that we want to be instructed, want to be teachable, want to go through something so I know something. The hour is now. We don't want nothing but a quick fix. We want a microwave, or we want to do it have, because I tell the Lord, you know, I'm important and you need to hand it to me, give it to me right now, because I'm all of that. When we make up our mind that this obedient walk is nothing to reckon with, and it does not mean that you are not seeking his faith and direction and clarity from him. Wisdom is something that you cannot attain in yourself. Whoever say they can, well, you still messed up. I find on this journey here, he has assignment for you and I. And it's not about what you want to check off or what you want to do. But I made up my mind that I want to come into the knowledge of you, that you will empower me from on high, that I will not be afraid to obey you. I will stand firm on your word. See, what we are in competition now. We want somebody to know that I'm deep in the word, but your walk ain't deep. Your talk ain't legit. You ain't made up your mind that I'm going all the way. And he keep on stripping me from me. He keep on showing me is the problem. He keep on saying, I want to make you better. When you define who I am and began to position yourself, that you can hear me, that you can obey me. Oh, it's a lot of us here, but do we obey him? Oh, no, because we want somebody to know how smart I am. Degrees don't do it. They gave me some, but I didn't need them. Because I had come to the realization, I need Jesus. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I want to learn how to walk after the things of you. I want you to empower me from on high. That when I'm afraid of what I'm going to do, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, I come back to my source. I come back to the most powerful one. Here I am again in need of you. Huh? See, reason we mess up so much because we don't find ourselves talking to him. We find ourselves talking and relying on other people. Can I get somebody in the house? Oh, if it's a pathetic person in the house, they got people running after them like they got some glue or some good to give away. But when we run after the word of God and we define that he will come in our hearts, he will change my thinking, he will change my viewing, he will change me all around. That there are some things that I understand. When we begging him, and we do begging, Lord, give me this new car where somebody know how to drive and made it. Did you ask him how you going to pay on it? Amen. Give me this house where somebody can know that I'm in the house. That might be all in the house, you in the house. And got no furniture up in there. Can I get somebody? Amen. Cutting off the light where you can't see, you can't pay the light bill. That ain't wisdom. I ain't hear nobody. We should not want anything till we get in line with him. So it won't shift me from him. I ain't hear nobody. And that's what we are in this hour now. We shift from him because we think the wisdom relies in man. Illustrating it off, giving it to man. If we build it ourselves, I'm talking about this house. Don't worry about the house out there. Anybody can build a house and you get thrown out or can't pay the note. That ain't what I'm talking about. Unless he build the house, the workman is in vain. Okay, come on to us. Come with me now. We scratch, fight, dig ditches, do all kind of ugly things to get somewhere. Just go to ministry. If you ain't got people where they can be shining and all, they don't want to be in the ministry. Because they say ain't doing nothing. They ain't hear nobody. What you do for Christ's sake will matter. So you mean to tell me I'm going to use Apostle Grant, great wisdom and knowledge. If Apostle Grant don't see you, does that make God less effective? I ain't hear nobody in here. So I'm going to get my little baggage and keep it junking and running because Apostle Grant didn't see me. Who are you concerned about? I ain't hear nobody. He sees all things. Will I wait there on the Lord? He might send you to a place and you done got so happy till you can't wait on what he has for you in the place. If you rely on the ministry that he wants to put in you and I, you have to line up with him. Not with them. He might put you in some place where you know you're too smart to be there. And you know protocol and you know all the other call, but you don't know Jesus calling. He calling to repentance. He calling to sincerity. He calling for a relationship that will be developed between me and you. And I began to say, what is it? What is it that we can't find ourselves want to be obedient to get to a relationship with God? If he tell us to do something, why won't we just do it? But we got to stay up all night and do research. We got to call up our archbishop. Huh? We got to call up somebody else. But in the meantime, wasting time, why won't we call up Jesus? Hear my, teach me how. I want to do my best pertaining to you. And the rest you will manifest for yourself. I don't want to go before my time because I will make a shipwreck. I just want to be in a relationship with you. Hallelujah, my God, my God. See why marriage ain't working in this hour? We don't want to be in a relationship. We just want some sex. A relationship means that you take it all. The good, bad, and indifferent. The sucker snoring all night and you can't get no sleep. The feet stinking, you can't do nothing about it. Well, I ain't doing church in tonight. Come up out of here, man. See, what he want to do, he want to put this wisdom in my heart. If he put it in my heart, he put it in my heart. We can't put it in ourselves. Because we go around lying and say we got something. Sometimes it was just a setup. We ain't got nothing. Because we said it ourselves. You can't love people yourself because some people ain't lovable. Don't care what you do, they still a mess. And if you look at them, you'll be a continued mess too. But when he put it in your heart, you can go above and beyond that person. Because he has placed up in you wisdom that you will learn how to treat and know how to deal with that person. I ain't hearing nobody. Everybody can be pastor. Some went, and some thought it was glamorous. I said I would not take this job with my bougie tail, because I'd be fighting somebody when I take off my shoe, and you hit me in my head, or I hit you in yours. But I want to wait on you. So he downsized you to see, do you really mean it? He'll send you some plays that belittling who you think you have become. He'll put you with some people you know that you're smarter than they are. Somebody talk to me tonight. Hallelujah. And they just got broken ends. And you know, you all of that and ain't none of that. It ain't about the broken ends, but about what can I open up your heart and put in? Can I trust you with my stuff? We said yes, but we get all out of hand when we begin to think it's our stuff. But when we open up our heart and say, fix my heart, purify it, take out the impurity. I want to be available for you to continually work on me. Because some going to come daily to defeat what you're working on me. I give you praise tonight. I bless your name. When you allow his wisdom for him to put it in your heart, then he began to teach you knowledge. And he'll show you how to understand that it's not understandable. He'll teach you how to put up with the book of bear in himself. Can I get somebody in the house? I said, I can't quit now. And when you get to the term you want to quit, he kicking some more wisdom and knowledge and bring you up to another level. And you can say, I praise you, because it ain't about them. It ain't about me, but you put some doubt on the inside of my heart. That revels you, that identify you greater. It blowing my mind as well as the operation of the transition. I know the nasty's a book of bear, but you done gave me something that I can present to them. It level up to them if they don't want it. I got a praise, and you gave it to me. I got a drive, and it's from you. I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to give your name praise. I'm going to glorify you. How can I be an example when I don't have it to say? I bless your name tonight. I want to be pleasing in thy sight. I want to be in a place where you say, don't do that. and I can hear you and don't do it, and you tell me to do it, I say, I heard you say do it. I believe you. I'm going to walk on it. I'm going to stand firm on it. I ain't hearing nobody. You know how it is, huh? We got a whole lot of people that keep quitting and starting all over again. I don't want to keep starting all over with no marriage, because some of you be dead up here with some of them. Get a lunatic, honey, and you have to stay up all night. I ain't hearing nobody. Say, I'm going to kill the whole family, including the cat. No, no. I want him to bring me to this place. How did I get over there? When we allow his knowledge to come in, it's pleasing to my soul. It directs me in the path of his righteousness. It behold that we will trust him. See, what there are so many people don't believe that God can take care of you in a situation you don't want to be in. You don't want to do it with nothing and you ain't hearing nobody. I don't understand why, but I won't ask them why. I just know that I know that I want him to endow me with his power. I want him to put it down on the inside. Can I get a witness? And you won't be counting the days, the months, nor the years. You'll begin to see the overflow of his blessing. I looked over there in the book of Job about wisdom. The word of God said that Job was an upright man. He shunned evil. He didn't want to be around no messy stuff. I ain't hear nobody. But when we get all around junky stuff, if we ain't assured and made up our mind, we'll get junky too. Have I get anybody? But because Solomon had this thing, he wanted us not to forget the things of God. Now, it's so sad we don't even love each other. And you never could do it yourself. Got church people talking about church people. Well, what has the world got to do when the church doing all what the world do? I ain't hear nobody in here. This is a perfect thing. Church people, did you hear what she said about you? You don't open up your spirit, man. What did she say? You done lost your little bit of Jesus now with your booze, your tail. I'm in the house. Now, if he put it down in here, I remember when I was in the club. If you ain't never been, don't talk about me. I enjoyed it while I was there. This, me and my sister was at the club out of town. I didn't do too much in town. And this guy we knew came in, and he knew we were talking about him. This is what people in the street won't do. He came over to our table and went to laugh, and he knew we were talking about him. But church folks, they won't have their business like that. They'll hold a grudge on you 2 and 3 years, longer than that. And won't let the Lord tell you it ain't personal. Amen. He's still my friend today. But he shut it down because he came and joined us. If we get Jesus, we can shut down all this mess going on and shifting us in the body. Because everybody got some problem that we need to get to the problem solver. I ain't hear nobody. And when you've been drugged through on your own account, you should learn something. You should have experienced something that's going to make me not do it again. Amen. Go on and damn me, but I got my lesson in disobedience. Amen. I dared myself. You can tell some Christians I do what I want to do. I'm going to get me 4 more children. Well, you catch a hell with the 4 you got. Go on and get your 4 more. Then you pull out the little hair you got in your head or your weed one. Go on and do it. But when you get wisdom, you done experienced something. Amen. It done got your attention. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. I said, God, what is it? What you want me to do with this message here? I ain't smart enough. I just do what he tell me to do. Because I enjoy sleeping well. Because I don't matter what somebody say about me, where you're learning all that. Check on yourself and see what you're doing. Because whatever you thinking, that going to affect you. Is it okay? So it says here, We understand the commandment and all that kind of stuff. But we don't want him to put his word in our heart that we won't sin against him. Look, this look like it's talking about foolish women, but this talking about foolish people. Amen. That's me, everybody. You can take a bite off this. What is it that we want all this wisdom, but we won't let him bring us to him? We wouldn't have such a division in the church world today. Amen. If it wasn't so many people going to heaven anyhow in their Rolls Royce. I'm telling you, and I'm smart, and I know I got it together. No, we should work forward daily. Amen. So he can keep putting us together. And how are we going to do the things that he requires us to do, love each other, all the other? How are we going to do that if we don't get Jesus? Because somebody can make a fool out of you every day when you're minding your business. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody. Go to these workplaces. I act like you the CEO up there, and you get the clout, and they throw you out, and then you won't have no job. You got to go up in there. God, fix me where I can make it today. Give me wisdom where I shut my mouth. Who you think you talking to? There your ticket. Get on out of here. Then you lose weight. Because you're worried about you ain't got no job. You can tell folks. Don't do that. Who you think I am? I went to school. That ain't got nothing to do with it when they want to shift your tail out. Zip up your mouth. Person called me the other day. I said, shut your mouth. You know too much. Just running it and running it. Said, what you say, Pastor? I said, shut your mouth. Now you call me. I'm sick of you running your mouth. Yap, 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 yap. You ain't got no wisdom because you know everything. Because you went to school, that don't mean you know it. Take some lesson in shutting your mouth so you can hear, so you can attain some things, so it'll be beneficial for you, won't be drunk again. I said, you forgot. You ain't heard nothing I told you, but you've been wearing the whip on and the beat down. When you're going to learn? When we are disobedient, this word here, anybody can read it. These children can read it. We don't attain it because you can read it. That's where the body messed up at now. I can pronounce the word. No, you want this word to get in here. And this word here will drive you to a drive, a motivation to get in a relationship with him. Trouble don't last always. It's just for a season. And if he can prepare you for your season, that trouble gone. You can tell somebody what the Lord has done again. And I learned something because he showed me something. And when he show you something, he want to do something. He want to bring you to another level in him. And you'll know that you know that you know, that he is greater than my surrounding. He's greater than my ability. He's greater than that what I thought was right. But I got in a relationship. And he showed me that he is greater. I need him to speak to my spirit man and say, wait right here.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.